Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Time and Space Radio. This is Sheila Hawkins of Third Eye Group. I am known as the productivity coach with a revolutionary approach to getting things done. I help women solopreneurs become efficient and effective when it comes to knocking things off their to-do list. And I do that by helping them shift their perspective of time, first of all, and then reframe it for themselves and build on that foundation to increase their productivity in a way that positively impacts their bottom line. Of course, we know that's what you want when you are in business, right? So this monthly broadcast, Time and Space, focuses on helping conscious, spirit-led women business owners increase their productivity. You know, it's all about supporting you when it comes to getting over the hurdles inside of productivity. So we all have challenges when it comes to various things, and there are many who have challenges when it comes to getting things done. So I do that. I help them by sharing my perspective, you know, my philosophy about time, and helping people look within for the clues to their productivity challenges, because I believe that there isn't anything outside of you that is, say, a solution for what challenges you have to delve within to look for those answers or those solutions. So we look beneath the surface for clues to those productivity challenges and the indicators for the solutions, and then designing a new foundation for them to operate from. So again, this broadcast is all about supporting women business owners when it comes to increasing productivity. And if you've listened to a Time and Space broadcast before, you know that I have a much different perspective of this thing we call time, as well as a unique approach to teaching people how to be more productive by putting themselves at the core of getting things done. You know, I believe that each individual should be a part of, or is a part of, that solution. So put you right in the middle, and then we look at you, because another part of my philosophy is that productivity is personal. So we put you at the center of getting things done, so that in the end, you can end up having a life that works. And if you haven't tuned in before, and this is your first time listening, I trust that you will find this broadcast helpful. And I invite you to check out the on-demand replays here in the Time and Space Radio studio. And you and everyone else listening can learn more about me and what I do and how I do it by visiting thirdeyegroup.net. So this broadcast is all about how to feed your productivity. And we're going to talk about how what you eat impacts the results you get with your to-do list. Now, being productive takes more than the right tools and the right habits, or say supportive habits. And this is one reason why my approach to helping people get things done is a holistic one. So I look at things on all levels, one of those levels being physical. And there are others, of course. There's mental, emotional, spiritual. So right now, I'm talking about part of the physical level of productivity, which encompasses more than having your environment structured in a way that serves you. That is part of it. But there are other pieces to that level. And one of the things, of course, that comes to mind when you think about approaching getting things done from a physical standpoint is you think about your environment and what you need in that space to help you get and stay organized, or what you need physically to help you get things done, like what tools do you need, right? And what physical, what other physical things, be it templates or applications, whatever it might be, those are kind of the things that you think about when you think about the physical aspect of getting things done. But another very necessary component on this particular level, on the physical level, is diet. What you eat will either fuel or hinder your productivity. How many times have you stopped working to eat lunch, come back to what you were working on, and just not have the energy or capacity to continue with the same focus that you had, or to continue at all? I'm sure that you can remember times like that, and today may have even been one of those times for you. I'm sure that's something that everyone, including myself, can relate to, because I wasn't always in the space that I'm in right now. So we can all relate to that. And you might also find that there are times in the day when you lose concentration, or when it's hard for you to be present. You're just not there, or just not with it. And there are reasons for that. And one is poor nutrient intake, or not properly fueling your body so that you're fueling your productivity. Then there are those times when you're on the go all day long. Right? We've all been there. You've got the series of meetings, or you've got a client all day, or you're running errands for a good portion of the day, right? We've all been there, done that. So because you're on the go all day like that, not necessarily in your office at your desk, you miss out on meals. Or what I think really is worse, you end up eating things that you know you shouldn't eat, but you do it because it's what's available. And you do what I call giving into the horrors of fast food. You know, I call fast food fake food because of all the chemicals and the processing and all of that not so good stuff that's involved when it comes to that industry. But what's convenient isn't necessarily what's good for you, right? You know, you succumb to it at times because it's there. It's easy. It's convenient. And that's one of the lures, of course, when it comes to that industry or certain packaged things in, say, the grocery store or other stores. That's part of the lure because it's fast, it's easy, it's convenient, it's there. You don't have to think about it. All you got to do is buy it and then eat it, right? But it doesn't necessarily help you. And we all know it's not necessarily what's good for you. And it's easy to give into the excuse of not having the time to prepare proper meals or not having the time to shop, but you're paying the price, both physically and when it comes to getting things off your to-do list. Like, it's really easy to come up with an excuse. It's more challenging and more involved to step up to the plate and do those things. You know, make sure that you plan, make sure that you shop, make sure that you're consciously thinking about what you're going to be eating so that it's much harder to do. Simply put, food impacts, food impacts your productivity. Well, it's time to look at what you're eating. Like, what are you eating that diminishes your productivity? For instance, if you're live listening to this broadcast now, it is about 6:40, 6:45 Eastern Time here in the U.S. So what did you eat today that you know diminished your productivity level? Was today one of those days where you stepped away or you went out and you got lunch and you ate and came back and you just could not do it? You were sleepy, you weren't focused, you just weren't present, you couldn't get with it. And maybe you came back and picked up where you left off at, or you picked up that next thing that was there to do, but you weren't quite on the money with it because you were distracted or because your focus just wasn't there. And one of the things that plays into that happening is what you're eating, especially around lunchtime. You know, we stop, we need that break, right? Breaks are good. They're great. They actually help fuel your productivity when you step aside or you step away and you take that break. So what did you eat today that you know took away from your energy level? Like, what diminished that and what kept you? What did you eat that kept you or contributed to you not getting things done? So it's about looking at what you're eating, this diminishing that productivity level, and then making a shift to fuel, like purposely making a shift to fuel your productivity. And what you're eating is eating away at your productivity. And I get it. I really, really do. I get it. Life moves fast, and you're looking for a quick solution, a way to have your food move just as fast as life is moving so that you can be able to keep up the pace. I get it. But you don't have to go about it in the way that you've been doing, or in the way that's so popular, the way that so many people are doing it. You don't have to go about it in that way. Now, once again, some people turn to fast food, which is full of chemicals and hormones and lots of other things. And it doesn't do the job. It does not do the job. It may fill you up. It might even satisfy your hunger. But it's not doing the job that food was meant to do. When energy is low, some people reach for caffeine, or those, coffee. You get caffeine too in some teas, but usually it's coffee that people reach for when they're looking for that caffeine boost, or they're reaching for something even worse, those energy drinks that are full of sugar and chemicals. And you get that boost. You get that boost, but when it wears out, you crash and burn. And that boost that you're getting isn't the kind of boost that you necessarily need when it comes to fueling your body properly, right? You're just giving your body something to burn and putting something in it that's going to, say, boost you up a bit, but it's not necessarily going to help you focus. It's not going to help when it comes to cognitive function. Now, there are a couple of reasons why your energy level drops off after you eat lunch or after you eat particular things. First off, it drops because you're consuming high fat or large meals, right? Like something really, really huge for lunch. Like, okay, well, I didn't eat breakfast this morning, so I'm going to make up for it when lunch rolls around. That's one of the worst things you can do for your body. And, of course, consuming meals with a high fat content. That is not good for you. It's not good for you, number one, physically, but what it does with regard to the body and how it impacts productivity is that, like, you eat that high fat content meal or that really big meal. What happens in the body is that the blood supply is diverted to the digestive tract because there's a lot of work that has to be done now to digest that and to get the body to the point where it's burning that stuff off. So blood supply goes to the digestive tract, which takes it away from the brain. That is what causes the sluggishness and the fatigue, right? So, and again, what is in the food too causes the sluggishness and the fatigue. So you've got a couple of different things going on here. So you're diverting the body from what you need it to do and sending it instead to focus on digesting all that fat or just all that food because you've eaten this really big meal, this really big heavy meal, or this really big meal that was high in fat content. And secondly, your energy level is dropping because simply, like, you know, there's no real math to do here, but like simply it's because what you're consuming isn't fueling your body because of a lack of nutrients. Like it doesn't have what you need in it. It may fill you up, but it's not fueling you up. And there's a difference between filling up and fueling up. Both of those ways that you're this causing okay, great. I am sorry, I apologize. I am not sure what happened. I got disconnected there in the middle of our show, which really has never happened before. So my sincerest apologies, and I'm hoping that the host here will have this pick up and continue. And if not, and you're catching this before that happens, we'll correct it so that we've got a nice, clean episode for you to listen to. So going back to where we were talking about energy levels dropping off and the two reasons why. And that second reason was where we were at. And that reason being that you're not consuming nutrients. You're filling up, but you're not fueling up. And again, there's a big difference between those two. Another popular go-to, like besides the big meals and the fatty foods and the caffeine, are the sugary things, the sugary foods, which really can make you feel like you're a bit spaced out. It can even make you feel weak and confused or sometimes even a bit nervous. We've all seen the effects that sugar has on children, for instance. Like you take this perfectly beautiful child and you give them sugar. And the things that ensue after that sometimes are definitely not something that's desirable. You know, sugar doesn't fuel. So that's one of the things we want to let go of. You know, a lot of go-tos, like in the morning, like when people, instead of reaching for that coffee, they're still reaching for the caffeine, but they're doing it by means of pop, or, you know, some people call it soda. Here in Michigan, we call it pop. But they're reaching for those things, and that's the stuff, like that's got a heavy sugar content, and that's part of the stuff that you want to let go of, and like the heavy foods like burgers and fries and all the other fried things, those things slow you down and make you sleepy. And they also slow you down when it comes to work. So, again, we've got this twofold effect going on here. You've got your physical body being slowed down, and then you've got your work process being slowed. When you don't get the right nutrients, you're liable to process information more slowly because, again, things are slowing down. It's liable to take you longer to react to certain things and will cause you have trouble remembering things like sequences for one. But needless to say, the consumption of these particular things does not enhance your productivity. It doesn't enhance your physical body either. So again, you've got two different things going on here. But their consumption doesn't enhance your productivity. Key to fuel your body properly. Now, that is what's happening to people every day, day in and day out, all day. And it's contributing to them not getting things done. This is like the everyday experience of a lot of people. Now, for those just joining us, you're listening to Time and Space Radio. This is Sheila Hawkins of Third Eye Group, and we are talking about how to fuel your productivity. And, of course, one of my favorite subjects, food. So this daily struggle becomes an additional challenge that people face during the course of their day, along with the things that they're already battling, like BSO syndrome, like BSO, that's my acronym for bright, shiny objects. There are a lot of people who have BSO syndrome. There are a lot of people who suffer from the challenge of procrastination. And then there are people who are just flat out disorganized. These are things that they're already contending with every day. But then you add to it the fact that they're not fueling up properly. And then you get even more that can contributes toward the lack of productivity and, of course, therefore less being done or getting done. But there's a simple remedy for having what you eat, keeping your productivity low. There's a simple remedy for that, and that is to fuel your body, fuel your productivity. Making that shift and what you eat can contribute to increasing your productivity by 20%. Overall, people have forgotten why we eat. It's not for pleasure, but to sustain the body, to sustain life, ultimately. That's why we eat. And it's a beautiful thing when the food looks good and it tastes good, and it's possible to make that happen, but that's not the point. And don't get me wrong, I love food. Vegan food is one of my favorite pastimes. Cooking it, eating it, sharing it with friends, all of the above. And I'm all for the food looking and tasting good. And you can have that along with giving your body what it needs. Food impacts how clearly you think. It impacts your concentration and your intelligence level, your memory and your reaction time, and even how quickly your brain engages. And speaking of the brain, you may not know it, but your brain is hungry tissue, and it even burns fuel while you sleep. So while you're sleeping, your brain is burning food, or fuel, I should say. So eating breakfast is the best way to restock your fuel stores and prevent a mental fog later in the day, because a lot of times that's what happens. You skip breakfast, and you are not on top of your game for that day. Or maybe you get started off and you're okay, but there comes a certain point and boom, it's gone and you're off your square for the rest of the day, all because you didn't fuel up. So remind yourself about why we eat and take a look at what you're eating that's slowing you down with the things on your to-do list. Consciously choose what you're eating, especially for breakfast and lunch. And when it comes to snacking, because those are typically the hours where your work is going to be impacted. So let's talk about some of the things that are going to help fuel that productivity. Nuts and seeds have vitamin E. They've got antioxidants, so they're great for fueling your productivity. Whole grains give you fiber, vitamins, and magnesium. They're a good addition. Leafy greens are loaded with vitamins and minerals like iron, which brings more oxygen to the body, more oxygen to the brain. So all of these, all of the things I just mentioned, they support cognitive function. And that's what you want to support. And they also will fuel your body physically too, so that you're not fatigued. And if you get the breaks in the day that you really should be getting, then you are getting what you need mentally and physically, both for your body and for your brain, for your productivity. So you're getting your shift in adding these things to your diet or eating more of them or having them be the focus for those work hours is impacting you in more than one way, which is a beautiful, beautiful thing. Make sure you get plenty of fruits and vegetables along with some plant-based protein to fuel your body and keep your physical energy up, and don't buy into the hype. You do not need to consume animal protein, and I know that's a totally different conversation. I could do a three-hour show, honestly, about that, but trust me, been doing it for 21 years. I've raised a child on a completely vegan diet. No issues. So get conscious about what you're eating and plan what you're eating. Just like you plan your weeks and your days, plan what you're eating. Create a menu for the week and think about some of the things I've mentioned that will help you get through your day and through your to-do list. So what does breakfast look like? Now, what are you feeding your brain? First thing in the morning, remember, your brain is hungry and it's burning fuel while you sleep. So breakfast is important. And I know we've all heard it said, breakfast is the most important meal of the day. And it is. And what's on the menu for lunch? Not the heavy stuff, right? We're letting that go. But something uplifting and full of nutrients. Remember, you want to stay away from the high fat content stuff. You want to stay away from that heavy stuff. You don't want the blood flow diverted to cover your digestion of that heavy meal. You want it for your focus, and you want to maintain a higher energy level. And when it comes to snacks, this is where it's really easy to just lose it completely. So think about what you can eat to fuel instead of eating something that's really going to suck the life out of your productivity. Make sure you get fruits in the mix. Prepare a snack mix with nuts and dried fruit. You know, prep your veggies, prep everything, prep your snacks and whatnot beforehand, and even your meals, so that all you have to do is grab them and go. Fueling your productivity starts with awareness, seeing what you're eating is not supporting you and cutting that out and shifting to things that do support you. Planning is a big part of that puzzle. You know, and don't get discouraged. Don't look at that word plan and freak out. It really is an investment of your time and it will benefit you greatly. Oh, and for you chocolate lovers, dark chocolate contains antioxidant properties that increase the production of endorphins, enhance focus and concentration. And it also slows down your cognitive decline. But of course, you want to consume it in moderation. So take a look at what you're eating and make some adjustments so that what you're eating isn't eating away at your productivity. Get and stay conscious. Plan your meals and your snacks and make adjustments where necessary and explore new things. Get creative. It's food. So have some fun and get things done. That's it for this episode of Time and Space. And now you've got some steps to help you fuel your productivity. Use it as a foundation to get you going. And if you're struggling and looking for solutions to help you get it done, visit thirdeyegroup.net. And for more tips and solutions, check out my blog at timeandspaceblog.com. I hope that you'll join me for the next episode of Time and Space. Thank you for listening. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, go and get it done.